Good evening, everyone. Here we are again. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Here we are again. Welcome to this meeting of Wrexham Town Council's Planning Committee on Monday, the 16th of January. Item number one on the agenda is apologies for absence. We have them from Frank Cullis, Daisy Corr, and Brian Bailey. And I've received an apology for lateness from Andrew Coleman, so we'll move the Brexington ones to last in the list so that he can get in time for those, if that's okay with everybody. Are we fine with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. Item number two is minutes of the meeting held on the 3rd of January. There's only one.
Application for Brexington.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We'll move the Brexington one then.
Somebody's correct.
From not remembering my name to not. You're getting worse, Joe.
Should we start again?
You're late.
So do we have a proposer and seconder for accepting those minutes? Proposed, seconded, Councillor Nicholas, all those in favour? So those minutes are accepted. Item number three is declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations. Does anybody have any at all? Councillor Toy?
Yes, that's two. 2814349 Exeter Road and 2303 67 Halton Avenue. I'm a member of the National Trust and both of those properties back onto the National Trust land.
Okay, any more at all? Councillor Dunbar?
Yeah, 2774 Foxholes due to membership of the AOMD.
Okay, any more at all? Okay, so we move on to item four, which is urgent business, and there is none, I assume. So now we move to tree and advertising consent applications. First one is in Lytham, application 22-2581 Tree, 6 Albion Hill. The tree officer's report has been circulated for information and the recommendation is for refusal. Councillor David Paul is happy with the tree officer's recommendation.
I'll second it.
Okay, Councillor Freke, you will second that?
I need a proposal actually, because David's not here.
Yeah, because David's not here.
I'll propose it.
Thank you, Fred. Do you want to speak to it at all? Or
no, I'm
happy on it. Councillor Rosser, Mike?
Quite good to hear the report.
It was circulated.
Okay, so, proposal and second is to go along with the tree officer's recommendation of refusal. All those in favour? Okay, that's paramount. Thank you very much. Withycombe, planning application 22-2668 Tree. 22, I've always wondered how you say this word, is it Sturgis Road. I feel like there should be another S on it for it to be that, but anyway. The proposal is to fit a Norway maple with cobra bracing to reduce the risk of future limb failure. The second tree is a Quercus roba, a crown raised with 3 metre clearance over the path outside 22 Sturgis Road, and an alder to crown raise up to 4 metres over the pavement. The tree officer's report has been previously circulated for information and they recommend approval. Councillor Frank Cullis says that the tree officer's conclusions of the proposed works are relatively minor in scope and considered reasonable by Board of Cultural Management. And he supports the tree officer's report, officer's recommendations for approval subject to the conditions laid out in the report. Thank you very much, Councillor Cahill. And thank you very much, Councillor Ellison. Cheers. We're proposing a second for approval, along with the tree officer's report. All those in favour? Excellent. Thank you very much. Planning application 22-26753, the Riley Manor care home. The proposal is to sectionally dismantle down to 3 metres in height at Copper Beach. We do not have the tree officer's report, that's not coming.
It's not coming, but we have enough time, only just, to defer it.
So
the target date is the actual midday of the meeting. Not ideal, but it's just about acceptable.
Okay. Are we happy with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So we move to planning applications. Planning application 22-27204, 80 Birchwood Road.
You just said you were leaving.
Yeah. That's it. How's the sorry now? Watch it. 22-16864, 42 Springfield Road. And this is for the conversion of a roof space into habitable use to include a front flat roof dormer and a single story rear extension. These are amended plans. From the first plans, the Town Council objected because members were concerned that the proposal to extend in front of the current building line would be out of keeping and harmful to the street scene. The application was therefore considered to be contrary to policy EB2, the Excellent Neighbourhood Plan, which states that development should be mindful of surrounding building styles. So, Councillor Lynette.
Thank you, Chair. The reason we actually objected to the original planning application was because, as you've already said, the front extension, there is no longer a front extension on the revised plans. It's only a rear extension, and obviously the rear, which quite a few others in the same road have similar. So therefore, I've got no objection since the removal of that front extension. So
okay.
I would propose no objection.
Thank you very much. Councillor Toy.
Yeah, I entirely agree with you. I counted this five roof dormers very close by anyway, and this one's going to be very similar. The rear extension hardly extends beyond the rear building line of the houses, and the rear view, it only looks recreation ground. So,
no
objection.
That's the carry on, Fred.
I was just looking at the date there for comments, 8th of the 1st.
Say again, sorry?
It says 8th of the 1st for the comments.
Date limit for comments, 8th of the 1st.
Is that a mistake?
We're on 6th.
Date limit.
Well spotted. Well spotted.
Because you haven't any bearing on our comments.
I might have just miscalculated it, but
we've got until the 25th.
Expiry date is the 25th of January on the planning portal.
Oh, is it? Oh, thanks, Lisa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
What's quite different? Okay, so anybody else wish to speak to that one at all? We do have a proposal and a seconder for no objection. All those in favour?
Mm-hmm.
All those against? Abstentions? Okay. Planning application 22-2814, variation 349 Exeter Road. This is the variation of condition of two window positions and material changes to be replaced with submitted drawing. There's no comments from statutory consultees and no representations, and the estimate neighbourhood plan policy is EB2. Councillor Brian Toy.
Yes, the alterations to the rear have no effect on the street view. The rear, we've got a set of separate fenestrations. We've now got a continuous fenestration, so it doesn't make much difference. And there is no overlooking problem with the National Trust property. They've not objected or made any comment, and the cows that might be overseen have made no comment either. So I would suggest no objection.
Okay. Thank you very much, Councillor Toy. Councillor Harrison, then.
I concur with the comments that Councillor Toy has made. Second the proposal for approval.
Okay, so we have a proposal and a second for approval. All those in favour? That's thank you very much. Planning application 23-0003 full, 67 Holton Avenue, a proposed rear extension and balcony. We have no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. This pertains to Exeter Neighbourhood Planning Policy EB2. Councillor Nelson.
Again, this is a rear extension and doesn't affect the street scene at all. You can't see it. My only concern really was whether it would be overlooking others where it is, but there is in fact a balcony two or three houses up from this one, and they are very big back gardens, which again back onto the Warren View football or whatever it's going to be, community site. So therefore, having looked at that, and I know that nowadays the planning department look for on balconies, look for them to be have screens around the side anyway, so therefore I propose no objection. Thank you.
Councillor Ryan Toy.
Yes, the rear extension extends about 2 metres beyond the garage. The garage projects behind the house and it projects about another 2 metres forward. So doesn't look like there's any overshadowing or overlooking problems. And again, we've had no comment from the National Trust that overlooks it. I'm sure the cattle are quite content with that, so I propose no objection.
And by council, I mean, not sheep.
The livestock in general are not perturbed by this. Okay.
So we move on.
Brian. So we have a proposal and a second for a move or approval. All those in favour? Thank you very much. Apologies for that on my behalf. This one now, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Enough, I turn the page on. So we now move to Littleham, 22-2774 full, land to the rear of Hillbrae, Foxholes Hill. The proposal is for a proposed new dwelling house with integral garage. We have no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor David Poor has some concerns about the impact on the landscape. The plot is large and the developer has attempted to reduce its impact. There's no overlooking issues, so he would propose no objection. And this is policy EB2 and EN1, which is to do with building in the AONB. Councillor Fred Cagle. Am I right?
Joe.
No.
It's in Littleham.
Oh, it's a little one, sorry. Councillor Mybrosa. My mistake.
Right. The applicant states there are no trees or hedges on the site. There are. There's no landscape or site plan displaying that the location and footprint of the development within the site or of existing and proposed planting, and there's no ecological assessment. Objections were raised by neighbours and town council to a previous application on the grounds of the size of the building, size of the balcony, overlooking neighbours and the style of the design. And that application was withdrawn last year. On the current application, there's no balcony and the style of the building is more traditional. So some of the objections should have been addressed. The application appears to be for a smaller building than the previous application, but as there's no landscape or site plan, I find this hard to determine. So that's what I've got to say about it.
Okay, so are you proposing?
I object to think on the basis of inadequate information and inaccurate information, if that's valid.
Okay. councillor, did you want to speak, right? Councillor Fracario.
Do we have any reports from South West Water or anybody to do with water impact, flood impact?
Not to my knowledge. There's no.
Well, here we are again, building another house in joining the band, and no one worries.
No.
No.
There's nothing.
Are we going to get him?
Can I say that this is an example of what I've raised in here before, which is that we get these so early and because of such a tight timetable that we don't actually see the objections before we consider them.
So,
in which case I'd second Councillor Ross's refusal because there's not enough information.
Okay. Is that grounds that we can? Can you just remind, just so we can minute it? Can you just remind us what more information you'd like regarding the application?
Well, it's not just more, but accurate. I object to people saying there are no hedges and what have you on the site when there are, and no consideration of the impact of the development on the. On the ecology and on the site.
Okay. You got that?
Yeah, no site plan as well, no ecological assessment. Yeah.
Okay.
And I second.
Yeah.
On the strength of that, there's no water.
Okay. Does anybody else wish to speak on that, Councillor Toy?
I don't know whether it's relevant, but this area is now getting quite densely covered in housing, and we're very near to open countryside. I don't know whether we can use that as a reason for refusing it as well. But I think, nearly every meeting we get some application for another building in Foxholes.
Yeah. Okay, so we have a proposal and a seconder for refusal. All those in favour? All those against? Abstentions? Okay, so that's carried. We now move to application 23, isn't it? 0008. Full. 7 Marion Avenue, a proposed third floor balcony. We have no comments from statutory consultees. No representations. Councillor David Paul has no objection, and this is Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2. Councillor Rosser.
No, I don't see a problem.
Okay, is anybody else to speak?
Can I ask a question?
Yes,
this proposed third floor balcony, was it on the roof?
Can we get the plans up, please?
I think it's a ground floor, first floor house. Perhaps I've missed something.
It's outside a loft conversion from the beautifully detailed drawing there.
Wonderful drawings.
It's actually technically the second floor rather than the third.
So it is on the roof, yes.
But it's technically the second floor.
No.
It's kind of...
Move to the US.
Joe, can I explain? I mean, all they're doing is putting those railings across all the rest of it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
So, okay. What was the railings? What is it like? Julia railings, or it's just across the.
No, it's not.
So there is people are actually going to come out and use
it. Yeah.
It seems fairly well shielded from the sides by the two sides of the roof there. Is anybody else wish to speak on that at all? Because I'm happy to second that if from the chair.
I just wanted to know.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. So we have a proposal and a seconder for approval. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you very much. We now move to Town Ward. Planning application 22-2803 full. 24 Morton Road. A proposed annex lot conversion and internal alterations to the fenestrations. We have no comments from statutory consultees and no representations. This is excellent neighbourhood planning policy EB2. Councillor Tindall, sorry for the pause then.
I can't see anything more against this one than any others in that area. So as far as I'm concerned, it's not infringing on anybody else. Nobody is objected. It's not interfering with the conservation area. So I will forward it for approval.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree. It doesn't seem to take up any more space than the... actually, it's quite clever the way that it's creating more space on the same size plot. So, yeah, I'm happy to second that. So we have a proposal and a second for approval. All those in favour? Okay, that's unanimous, I think. So we'll now go back to Brittany then. Planning application 22-2720, 80 Birchwood Road, a proposed terrace, two-storey, three-bedroom dwelling on adjoining garden to 80 Birchwood Road, with associated off-street parking. We have no comments from statutory consultees and no representations, and this is Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2. Councillor Andrew Coleman.
Yeah, I've looked at this on the map. It's obviously it's an infill, and the gap, so it says the gap between the houses and the road. It doesn't seem to be overlooking anywhere. So I think, given the need for housing, I'll probably without that to go through.
Okay, does anybody else wish to speak on this? Councillor Cagan?
Yeah, well, we just had a discussion about building a house in the garden and the associated things that we'd like to see with it. When you look at this, it talks about, on the application and the proposal, it says associated off-street parking. If you look at the detail, the current house that owns the land has one on-street, off-street parking space. They've asked for two, and that's including the one that they currently have. Well, if you build a three-bedroom house and it's got two people with cars, well, I suppose they're going to park on the pavement, like a lot of them do. You know, we're talking about foxholes, and colleague councillors have said, all, you know, about a place becoming overloaded with houses. Well, you can't get any more overloaded with houses in Brixton. And once again, flood risk assessment, etc., etc. I will be asking questions as to whether we've got any flood risk reports.
I would suggest we probably haven't.
And, you know, one space for a three-bedroom house, a lot of developers now, you take, could always say, build two spaces to an associated house. So, I object.
Okay, thanks, Councillor Pagel. It looks to me like they're creating a... yes, Councillor Nicholas, sorry. There we go. I did that on purpose, Jerry.
I could put a complaint in.
I did.
This is how many times?
you can't complain against incompetence.
No.
Councillor Jerry Nicholas. Over to
Thank you. I would like to have a look at this, actually. It's on the intersection with Parkside Drive. And the houses that are built in the dip, and the gardens at the front and all around the side of it, is they've got a terrace.
Yeah.
Well, there is a cutout, the picture that shows where the two cars are parked. One car is parked already in front of the garage. But they don't say they're going to take the garage down. Look, and you've got the high fencing.
They're effectively just building the house on the end there, aren't they?
They're turning the semi into a terrace.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's going to take up. You can't take up the terrace and dig it down because it'd probably be unstable. But basically, they're wanting to come onto Birchwood Road, and where that car is parked up that road,
there's the indent, it's quite a ways up. Where the fence is open, that's where the garage is.
So effectively they're just building another house.
Yeah, but they want to couple it up to the existing drainage apparently.
Well, it says on the adjoining garden, it doesn't actually say it's joining that.
Yeah,
it's, yeah, but what they don't say is
it's
all
is,
terraced,
yeah,
on the
yeah,
way down.
Yeah, it's terraced, isn't it?
I just think it's there. The outside car where it says garaging behind it there, that's already existing. So presumably they're going to take some of the space to provide a car for the inside one, parking space for the inside one.
So.
But they're a bit weird because you get in the front door up by where they're proposing to build with the other house, and they're obviously going to make the two of them come right out onto Parkside Drive at one point.
Yeah.
It's quite literally in the corner, but I just don't think there's enough garden around.
So are you proposing, are you seconding Fred's proposal?
Well, I just think that it should be sent for them to go and have a look and see if it's feasible. South West Water haven't said anything about their assumption that they can just couple up to what's there.
Okay. Did you propose approval?
I'm not that strongly.
Okay. Yeah, okay, fair enough. And you're proposing?
Yeah, I think it's only relevant. The flood risk assessment needs to be looked at.
And the
car
parking. Yeah, that's fine. Councillor Toy?
I just want some enlightenment. Do these new houses count towards this total that we're supposed to accept over the 10 years, or are they considered to be windfall gains?
That's a really good question. Do we know the answer to that? So in terms of the houses that are just built.
I'll just comment on that. Yeah, having, for the exercise we've just carried out on responding to the new local plan, I get the distinct impression that East Devon District Council are taking a rather different attitude to this. They're still using the term windfall housing, but I think they are now including it more than they did when they did the last local plan.
Okay, so you think that they're predicting how many will be built based on Councillor Alston Lynn?
Yeah, no, I was only going to say that we've actually made comments in the past about terraced housing, about additional housing going on the end of semi-detached houses. We did in Bansittart, we did in Holly, Holly or somewhere on there, where we had a similar one where they were building another one on the end. We haven't really proposed acceptance because we felt it was extending it into a terrace from having it into a semi-detached.
Yeah,
so, yeah, we've had two or three, haven't we? But we've actually said so I don't know. I know we lost one and gained one in the sense that from East Devon, one was upheld and one wasn't. But I think generally speaking, personally, I'm not keen on extending it into a terrace from a semi-detached house.
Is it better than, is it any worse than sort of having properly built sites dropped down as a case? A few extra houses here and there,
Absolutely.
It's sort of a brownfield site, isn't it?
Anyway, we do have a proposal and a second for objection. So, on that basis, all those in favour of objection. All those against? Okay, so that is carried.
Just in respect of the flood risk assessments, I don't know if they're obliged to provide flood risk assessments if they're not in a flood zone. So not every application has to provide a flood risk assessment.
Well, going back to what's been discussed before about adding to the overall South West Water drainage system. Unless someone gets a grip of it, it'll just grow and grow and grow and grow.
It's not enough flood risk.
If it's not in a flood risk assessment.
Well, yeah, but we've got basis, that's not.
But they might just ask them to deal with surface water runoff through their standing advice, which is, you know, sustainable urban drainage solutions. That seems to be the standing advice, but.
I always look at what South West Water say about flood risk assessments or the EA with a pinch of salt, because we've got placed in the FRA and never flooded. So the risk assessment is, you know, not 100%.
Absolutely. But I mean, that's kind of how it works, isn't it? We have to go along with that. Yeah, no, I know, Fred, I know. We have to follow what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying that, but...
It's perfectly okay to express those views in any comments, so
yeah,
please say them. Yeah, I know you'll say them anyway, Fred. Yeah. So that's cool. Okay, so we move on to agenda item 7, other items. And for what seems like the 27th week running, we have a notification of a new time-limited premises licence received for X-Fest in the Manor Gardens. This is from the Can-Do Pub Company. The premises licence is from the 28th of April to the 1st of May. That's not the date of the festival, is it?
No.
The
festival's the end of July.
Spring Bank Holiday.
Yeah. That's right. And details of the application can be viewed on the 7th website. I should probably declare an interest, my licensing interest for this.
Yes, that's right.
So if we have any representations, they must relate to one of the four licensing objectives, which are prevention of crime and disorder, public safety, prevention of public nuisance, prevention of the protection of children from harm. Does anybody have any comments? Councillor Cahill.
Thank you. Can we clarify, because in the past we've had these events in the Manor Gardens that have been put together by two publicans in the town. Now, is this another publican in the town?
No. So basically they have had a falling out. So as far as I can tell, they're booking Manor Gardens at different times and running one themselves. So that's why we seem to have doubled the numbers.
So we're going to have doubled the numbers.
It's the same people. So effectively, they still carry their record of good practice with them.
Yeah, that's not the issue. So we're going to have double the events in the Manor Gardens. And the Manor Gardens gets awarded a green flag. The more we have events in those Manor Gardens, the more they're going to get destroyed, and we won't get a green flag. It's a gardens, you know, and I appreciate that it belongs to the Eastern District Council and the outside management and rent it out. But there comes a limit, in my view, to how many events we have in those gardens where it goes beyond the suitability of the event, like having a good time and a beer and playing a guitar or whatever, and the destroying of the environment.
Yeah.
That's my view.
Okay, I mean, I would suggest that I'm in agreement with that, but the way to tackle that is to maybe speak to Councillor Hookway or Councillor Jeffrey. But no, Fred, just let me finish. Because about speaking about putting a limit of, you know, in terms of the number of events we can hold there for the reasons that you say, because in terms of licensing, which is what we're discussing now,
it's not a licensing
damage to the environment is not an environmental.
No, it's not a licensing.
It's not a
licensing concern. These things come up to the town council for a comment, and I'm given my comment.
Mm.
Now, regardless of whether it fits one of them, it's a wider issue. It's our gardens. If they belong to us.
Then that's fine. I'm happy to raise that with you.
Yeah.
I'm happy to, you know, to raise that with random people.
That needs to be raised with Street Scene, who give the landowner
permission. Yeah, but me as a councillor isn't going to carry someone.
No,
I'm just afraid I'm saying that I'm willing to do the same because I agree. But in terms of this, what we write down tonight, if we write that down, they won't listen to it. It's not their concern.
But what I'm saying is perhaps we can, as a town council, put some representation.
That's
my personal view. What I'm trying to get across, Chair, is that if other members of the council agree with me, then perhaps we should write from the council, because it just gets worse, doesn't it?
That's fine. And that's pretty much what I'm suggesting. So
yeah.
We can't use that as a licensing objective. No, I didn't say you had to go to Street Scene. I said it's effectively about the policy that Street Scene have in their landowner permission protocols.
Then surely we as a town council can make representations.
Yeah, if there's agreement that you want us to.
Yeah, and if you wanted to change that, then, you know, that would need, you know, to change that policy to put a limit in, that would then need to go...
You'd need to make a recommendation to full council that we write to the district council to express concerns about the number of bookings.
Okay. Cool. Councillor Tindumper.
Yeah, I don't want to divert us down the side route because I know this committee shouldn't be considering this even, but what I would say to Councillor Fred-Cagle is what evidence is there of the effects that you're drawing from that, Fred? Have you got hard evidence? Because I don't think our council should consider that until and unless there is hard evidence. It's not a point about your views. It's a point about whether there's hard evidence.
That's your opinion.
And no, that's
okay,
not my
fine,
opinion.
Fine.
That's evidence.
Fine.
No, I'm just saying that's your opinion, man. You want to know.
Fine. Yeah. Okay.
Well, if you can't see the evidence that I've seen, then that's fine.
All right, well, if you believe
that. Well, you're trying to make a point.
Then
can we have this discussion outside of this? That's fine. I don't really think it's relevant.
I don't know why it's raised, to be quite honest.
Fred, thank you. We're considering the licensing application, and none of what we're discussing is relevant to that. So we will move on, if nobody else has any further comment. Councillor Toy.
It's just that... pubs are under pressure, a lot of them on the brink of closing, and it doesn't help when somebody comes in, makes a quick profit at their game and moves out again. I know it's not a plan, not a reason for a refusal at all, but I think we need to bear that in mind.
Hang on, okay, actually I better not go down that route. We'll cut that off there. Thank you very much for your comments, Councillor Toy. So we have agenda item 8, appeals items for information. We have an appeal decision for 22 Highbury Park.
Can I just make a comment, Chair?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised it was appealed, the appeal was allowed. But the only thing is, I do think it's paramount that they do replace the tree, which is... something that they've actually said when they brought for the appeal. And we've had a number now that we've had, and I think Councillor Cagle actually raised this at a previous meeting, where we've had trees cut down and part of the condition is that it's replaced and it's never replaced. You know,
so that's about enforcement. Because
yeah.
There is condition that it needs replacing, but it's about enforcement.
Yeah, okay. It's just that Highbury Park, as many of you know, we had a lot of problems when the houses were actually built, the trees being cut down in error. I think we all knew this was going to happen at Highbury Park, but we've had two or three applications, that's why I'm not surprised this has been allowed, this appeal, but some of those trees have still not been replaced from previous problems, and I'm just thinking, you know, this is starting to happen more and more often, that we're not actually getting a replacement tree.
Councillor Toy.
Yes, I remember when I represented this, I must declare an interest, I did once employ the ladies made the application, but on the other hand, in the original application there was a brick surround tree and there was a very minor crack and they claimed it was causing structural damage, but there was no great evidence that it was causing structural damage. I don't know whether the lime roots on that high up when they actually establish themselves. So I'm rather disappointed that we've lost a listed tree, and it certainly did add to the landscape scene in that part of the world. Can't do much about it.
Okay, and we also have a notification of tree works considered an exemption to conservation area legislation, which have been attached. Now move to item 9, the planning decisions, only two this week, one of which they established the council's decision differs from ours, 38 Cranford Avenue, where we objected and they approved. Okay, thank you very much everyone.